Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi. We are going to be working on Daf Dalid Amud Aleph 4a today, but we are on the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis to start over there. So we were just discussing how David HaMelech used to wake up every single morning at Chatzos and what he would do, what his morning schedule looked like. And he would wake up and he would go and he would learn Torah until Amud HaShachar, and then everyone would come with all of their issues to him and say, we need to be supported, we need to figure out a good economic plan. And it said what we would do is he would go and ask Achitofel for some counsel. He would be the advisor of Nimlachem Sanhedrin. Then they would go to the Sanhedrin, Meshalim, Be'urim, V'tumim. So we then go into a bit of a drasha as to how we know each of these things were in the correct order and how exactly they function. So Amar Rav Yosef, Mikra, how do we know, what's the pasuk that teaches us that we used to go through Achitofel, the Sanhedrin, then the Urim V'tumim? Dichsev, because the pasuk tells us in Divrei Hayamim, Achrei Achitofel b'nei Yoav b'nei Yoyada v'v'yasar sartzeva l'melech Yoav. Achitofel ze Yoitz. So Achitofel functions as the advisor. Rechenu Omer, v'atzas Achitofel asher yatz b'yamim mahim kasher yishal ish b'dvar elukim. As we see that Achitofel was the counsel, and he was the one person that would advise people as to what they would want to do in terms of following the word of God. B'nei Yoav b'nei Yoyada ze Sanhedrin. So in the pasuk, b'nei Yoav b'nei Yoyada represents the Sanhedrin, v'ev'yasar. And Evyasar, who was the Kohen, represents the Elu Urim V'tumim, represents the Urim V'tumim. So Benayo was the chief of the Sanhedrin, that's why he represents the Sanhedrin. Evyasar was the Kohen, which are the people that worked with the Urim V'tumim, so they represent the Urim V'tumim. V'cheinu Omer, Benayo ben Yoyada, al ha-kresi v'al ha-plesi. And it says, Benayo ben Yoyada, and kresi u-plesi, which is a reference to the Urim V'tumim. Ask the Gemara, v'lamo nikra shemam kresi u-plesi. So why would the Urim V'tumim be called kresi u-plesi? Kresi shekorsim divrahem. So it was called kresi because they would be very precise in the words that it gave. Uplasi shemu flamidiv ram, and placey because they were wondrous in their words, and that's why it was called crazy. Uplasi, that was the Urim V'tumim. They would ask it for advice. It would light up in a certain way and tell them what exactly they should do. V'achar kach v'sar tzava l'melech Yoav. And only after all of that, they went to Yoav, who was the war general. So first they went to Achitofel, then they went to the Sanhedrin, then they went to the Urim V'tumim, and then only after all of that did they go to Yoav, who was the army general. Now, we have more stories about to when King David would wake up at night. So we pointed out that he knew when midnight was, but Moshe Rabbeinu did not know. And now, how did David know when midnight was, but Moshe Rabbeinu did not? And the answer was that he had this harp that would go, and he had this alarm clock that would go and play, and that's how he was able to wake up. So Amar Rav Yitzchak Barad of Amrila, Amar Rav Yitzchak Barad of Ravidi. Mikra, how do we know that he had this alarm clock? Because the pasuk says, "Ura kevodi ura haneva v'chinora ira shachar," that he used this as an alarm clock because it says, "Awaken my soul, awake, the harp will awaken me and it will wake me at dawn." So we know that he used this as the alarm clock. Now another answer to how is it possible that Moshe did not know the time for Chatzos and David HaMelech did. The second answer that we are going to see now. So the first answer was that David didn't know either, but he had this alarm clock, this special way of telling, and Moshe also did not know. Now the second answer, Rabbi Zera says, no, Moshe li'olam havayada. Really, Moshe did know when Chatzos was. The David nami havayada. And David also knew when Chatzos was. The kevan, the David havayada, kinor lamali. So if he knew when Chatzos was, then why did he have to have this whole alarm clock, this whole contraption to tell him when it was? So, li'isure mishinese. The answer is that he needed it to wake him up. He was able to tell if he was awake when Chatzos was, but he needed this to make sure that he would be awake. The kevan, the Moshe havayada, so if we remember from yesterday, the reason why we said that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't know is because when he's telling the Egyptians when they are going to leave and when Makas Bechoris and everything is going to happen, he says Kachatzos, at around Chatzos. But there's no way that Hashem wouldn't know exactly when Chatzos was, so it must be that Moshe didn't know. So what do we do with that pasuk? So how can we possibly say that Moshe knows when Chatzos is if he said at around Chatzos? So answers the Gemara, Moshe Kasav Hashem Yitu Atanige Paro. Because Moshe thought that the people of Paro, whose astrologers might make a mistake in their calculation, v'yomru Moshe badaihu, and they would say, oh, look, Moshe's a liar, he said Chatzos, and really it's 1201. Can you imagine? He's calling that everyone's going to die, and he's calling Makkah after Makkah. Oh, no, it's 1201. He must not be true, but that's the way the Yitzhahara works. That's the way it works sometimes. So Moshe really knew exactly when Chatzos was, but he didn't want to risk being called a liar and making a chil Hashem because of their mistakes. Damar mar, lame lishoncha lomar eini yodea shema tispa deviseyachis. As we have a nice saying, which is we should sometimes just learn to say, I don't know, because you don't want to get caught in a lie. Even if you think that you're telling the right thing, sometimes you never know how people are going to interpret it. Sometimes silence is the best answer. Now we have another answer as to why Moshe said Kachatzos. Ravashi Amar Ravashi gives another answer. Bepalga orsa de tleis arnagi arbeis arhavaka. Ivahachi kamar Moshe Yisrael. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu lemachar kachatzos alayla kia inna ni yotzei besoch Mitzrayim. Now really Moshe Rabbeinu was saying something else. Why did he say at about midnight? Because he was standing there in the middle of the night of the 13th, and he was saying at about this time tomorrow night. So he wasn't really talking about chatzos. He was just saying at this time tomorrow night. That's why he said kachatzos, we are going to be leaving from Mitzrayim. So now we have more teachings about the fact that David used to wake up at midnight. Says the pasuk, "L'David shamra nafshi ki chasidani." The pasuk says that David would say in Tehillim, "Guard my soul because I am a chasid. I am a devout man." Levi v'Rabbi Yitzchak. Now there are two opinions as to what this means, that David was a chasid, that David was a devout man. One shita is that David said the following in front of Hashem: "Ribono sholom, Hashem, lo chasidani. Am I not a really devout person? Am I not a chassid? Shekol malchei mizrach umarav yishein amad shaloshos, because all of the kings throughout the world, they all sleep until 3 hours into the day. V'ani chatzos laila akum lahodos lach, but I wake up at midnight to go and pray to you and give thanks to you. V'idach, and the other opinion says, kach amar David lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what David said in front of Hashem. Ribono shel olam Hashem, lo chassid ani, am I not so righteous? Am I not devout? Shekol malchei mizrach umarav yoshun agudos agudos bechvodam, because all other kings sit with their company and all their entourages in their glory. Vani adaim luchlachos bedamu v'shafiru v'shilya. They're all sitting back and doing whatever they're doing, and I'm here working, getting dirty, and answering all the hilchos nida questions and answering all of the nitty gritty questions that come up. Kidei lahar g'tayr isha l'bala, because I want to be able to permit a woman to her husband. I'm here answering the shilas every single day and dealing with this stuff, and all the other kings are just sitting back and relaxing and sitting on their thrones with their entourage. The lo od ela komash ani osani nimlach mifi boshes rabbi, and not only that, but I consult with my rebbe mifi boshes on every single thing that I do. Vomer lo, and I ask him, mifi boshes rebbe, my teacher mifi boshes, yafe danti, did I say the right thing? Yafe chiyafti, yafe zakisi, did I get the right person to be chayev? Did I make the right person exempt? Yafet tiharti, yafet timesi, did I say the right person is tame, the right person is tarav, go boshti, and I was not embarrassed to do so, says David. So often we get embarrassed to ask questions. David says, even though I was the king, I was not embarrassed. Amar Rabbi Yoshua Bereder Avidi, my krav adab rabbe, dosecha negim lachem loy vosh. This is, the pasuk teaches this to us, that he said he was would go in front of the kings, he would go in front of Mephibosheth, his rebbe, and he would not be embarrassed to go ahead and ask him questions. Now, what's behind David HaMelech kind of showing off and saying, God, I mean, aren't I this good that I'm doing all this? So some want to explain. I think Rav Zilberstein says that really what this is talking about is David was doing all of these things which are maybe a bit intense. Waking up every single night at midnight, that could be something which is a bit dangerous to your health. David was asking Hashem, please let me continue to be like that. Even though I may be doing this right now, I want to be able to continue to be doing this. Now, on that note, the Gemara goes on and kind of analyzes a little bit of this story. Tana lo Mephibosheth Shemo. His Rebbe's name was not really Mephibosheth, El Ishbosheth Shemo. His real name was Ishbosheth. Olam Nikri Shemo Mephibosheth. Now, why was he called Mephibosheth? Shayim Mevayish Bnei David Bahalacha. Because he made David look small in terms of halacha. He would embarrass David in halacha. He knew so much more than David. Lefichach, Zacha David V'yatza Mimenu Kilav. And therefore, because David was willing to be embarrassed and didn't have such an ego when it came to learning Torah, he was Zoche, he merited to have Kilav as a son descended from him, or as a descendant from him. Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Lo Kilav Shmo, Kilav's name was not really Kilav, Ela Daniel Shmo, his real name was Daniel. Lamanikr Shmo Kilav, and why was he called Kilav? Shaya Machlim Pnei Mephibosheth Ba'alacha, because he was able to embarrass Mephibosheth in learning. He was so smart that he made Mephibosheth look small, B'chachmasa. He made Mephibosheth look small. Well, love Amar Shlomo, and it was on this that Shlomo said, "B'chachmaso, Shlomo Amelech, and his wisdom said about Kilav, b'niim chacham libecha yismach libi gamani, my son, if your heart is wise, then my heart shall be happy too." V'omer chacham b'niim v'samach libi v'ashiva chorfi davar. Again, Shlomo Amelech is proud of your wisdom. You are probably very smart. Now, ask the Gemara an interesting question. V'David mi kari l'nafshi chassid. Did David really call himself great? Did David really think so highly of himself? But the pasuk says, "Lulei ha'amanti l'oros b'tov Hashem b'eretz Chayim." The pasuk that we say in L'David, which means, had I not believed that I would see the goodness of Hashem in this life, or in the land of life, v'tana mishmeid Rabbi Yosi, lama nakod al lulei? What's this word lulei? Amar David lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David was saying to Hashem, "Ribono shalom Hashem, muftach ani b'chasha atam mishalim schar tov latzadikim laser lavo." I know that I believe in you, and you told me that you are going to be giving all of the good reward to the tzaddikim in the next world. But lule means, were it not, it means a lashon of suffix. But I don't know if I qualify as one of those tzaddikim that's going to be getting this great reward. So if we said, we just said that David HaMelech says, oh, look at me, I'm so great, I'm a chassid, but now we see that he's not even sure he's going to be getting this reward in the world to come. So what's going on? So answers the Gemara, Shema Yigrom Hachay. David was afraid that maybe he had sinned. Maybe some of his actions changed his status from being a tzaddik to being someone who would not get all of this reward. And we see this idea elsewhere. Rav Yaakov Baridi, this goes with the teaching of Rav Yaakov Baridi, the Rav Yaakov Baridi Rami, because Rav Yaakov Baridi brings a contradiction, Ksiv, because the pasuk says, when Hashem promised Yaakov, I'm going to be with you and I'm going to guard you wherever you go, Ksiv, but then the pasuk says, Vayira Yaakov Me'od, that Yaakov was very afraid. Why would he be so afraid if Hashem promised him he's going to be okay? Amar Shema Yigrom Hachet, because Yaakov Avinu was afraid that maybe his sins caught up to him, maybe he's not as deserving as he once was. Kidatani, we see this again in a different situation. Ad Yavor Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavor Amzu Kanisa. In Az Yashir, we say that the people are going to pass into Eretz Yisrael until the people have acquired passes. It's a double expression of going into Eretz Yisrael. Ad Yavor Amcha Hashem, says the Gemara, Zubi Arishona. This is referring to the first time we went into Eretz Yisrael under the leadership of Yehoshua. Ad Yavor Amzu Kanisa. This is referring to Zubi Ashnia, the second time we went into Eretz Yisrael under the leadership of Ezra. Mikan Amru Chachamim. Therefore, the Chachamim have said, "Reuim hayu Yisrael le'asos lahem neis bimei Ezra, kiderach shenas lahem neis, kiderach shenas lahem bimei Yoshua." Benon ela shegarim achit. That there were tremendous miracles that happened in the time of Yoshua to allow us to go into Eretz Yisrael. That the Yarden split, and we had all of these miracles, the walls of Jericho, and all of these miracles that happened in the time of Yoshua to allow us to go into Eretz Yisrael. And really, what should have happened is when we went back with Ezra, those same types of miracles should have happened as well. But our sins caused us to lose that merit, and we did not have those same opportunities. Shkoyach, this is Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Everyone have a great day.